Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. I'm excited to share another great guest with you today. Tina Hull is here with us. She's a social media specialist, and she's going to tell us all about social media today. It's going to be a great show. Now, you know, I've said this before, but I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another awesome show. Now, I always want to take a moment on every show to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. Time is our most precious asset, and I am well aware of that. So I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I'd love to know what you think. So if you're listening on your favorite network, please subscribe, rate, leave a review. Or you can send me a comment at BonnieGressel.com or on Facebook at Coach Bonnie Gressel. Any place that we can connect, I would love to hear from you. So join me in welcoming our guest today. And after I introduce Tina, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to bring Tina on the show. Tina Hull is a social media specialist, an author, and a mother of two beautiful daughters. Tina had to amp up her healthcare business when her full-time job was being eliminated. So she dove into marketing, especially social media, and she wanted to learn everything possible. And she did. She's helped health professionals and coaches to brand their businesses, keep them top of mind, and help them to grow their audience on social media sites and driving traffic to their events and products and services by growing their email lists. Together, Tina works tirelessly with business owners to help them meet their goals, whatever those goals might be. And she helps take the mystery out of social media, engagement, and content creation. So join us as Tina shares some of her must-dos to get engagement and some valuable insider tips. Tina's going to join us in just a moment right after this short break. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Tina. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks, Bonnie. I appreciate it. I feel very honored to be here today.
Oh, well, I'm excited for this conversation because, you know, social media is kind of a mystery to some people, I think. And
it really is.
So we're gonna talk about that, and I can't wait to hear all your juicy little tidbits because I think I need to use them too. So, you know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right?
Yes.
So first, would you share with all of us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and what you do?
Sure. So I am a social media specialist, and I started out in my massage therapy practice 18 years ago now. Oh, my goodness. A long time. And I developed my business in Toronto for 6 years and then relocated to the Caribbean with my husband and two girls. And in that situation, I was working at a Four Seasons in the spa and slowly developing my own practice. And I was so busy at the hotel, it really wasn't developing very quickly because I was just so tired and exhausted from my days there. So the hotel ended up being closed because of a flooding to do with a passing hurricane. And from there, I needed to kick my business in gear. And I knew eventually I was going to leave the Four Seasons and wanted to just do my own practice because, as you know, doing your own practice is much better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like a bird out of a cage.
Oh, yeah. And because I had done it for 6 years in Toronto, it was just, I really didn't want to go back. And I remember on one of my walks one morning, and I was trying to gear myself up to go to an interview for the hotel when it was reopening, and I was just back and forth in my head, do I want to do it, do I not want to do it? And I was just crying because I really, in my heart of hearts, I didn't want to do it. But unfortunately, we get stuck with the paycheck. And, you know, you get used to having that paycheck every week and you're not struggling with the ups and downs. And because the massage business here is very seasonal because I work mostly with the winter birds that come here, we just had to adjust. So when I didn't go back, it was like, okay, now what do I do? Take a deep breath and kick it in gear. So I threw myself at marketing because I realized that that's what I needed to do. And so I took a ton of courses, read a bunch of books, and I developed a real passion for marketing and social media. So I thought, okay, well, let's add social media to the mix and create another business. So that's where I am today.
Mm. Well, and if you like it, I mean, you know, it sounds like when you got into the whole marketing thing, it's like, hey, I really kind of like this stuff, especially social media. Yeah, it's like you might as well do what you have fun doing instead of doing something you don't like.
Yes, I remember my mentor saying, make sure it's something that you have fun with so that you can play in your play sandbox while other people pay you because it's not what they like to do. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. Oh, I like that. So, and the thing with social media, and maybe this is just my perception, I don't know, it's always changing. I mean, Facebook's
always
changing something.
Always changing, yes. Well, it has slowed down a little bit. They didn't do too much over the last couple of years, but it looks like their 10-year projection is going to be, wow. It's really, they're coming up with a lot of interesting technology in this past year with live video has just gone amazingly viral. People are getting on the boat. And honestly, if you don't get on the boat with that one, I think you're going to miss out because live video is really becoming the mainstream.
Let's talk about that a little bit because that intrigues me. I've done videos like on YouTube and things like that, and I've done Google Hangouts, but I've not done, you know, Periscope or the new Facebook video.
Right.
Let's talk about that a little bit. First of all, how do you keep up with all that stuff? And then how do you teach your clients to do that stuff? Or do you do, like, sort of done-for-you products?
I'm keeping up by taking courses. So anything that's coming up that I need to know, I'm either paying for a product so that I can learn it and then I can turn around and teach my clients how to do it or recommend them to look into doing it. It's just a matter of finessing it and just making sure that you're playing with it enough. And you've got the right tools and you've got a plan. I mean, the plan is the big part for anything. So if you don't have a plan or an objective or a goal with what you want to do with any of the platforms, whether it's podcasting or it's, Facebook Live or just Facebook itself, it's just, you know, arbitrary posts and comments and it just doesn't make any sense. So you really have to, especially if you're doing it for business, you really do need to make a plan.
That makes a lot of sense, to have a plan and a strategy rather than just to throw stuff out there.
Yeah.
So first of all,
there's so much, right? There's so much, so many different social media things that you could do.
Yes.
How do you handle that in terms of approaching that with your clients? Do you say, you know, do 5, do 10, do 1, do
one.
A bunch?
One.
Okay.
Three is recommended. But when you're just starting, I usually recommend if the person's learning it on their own and they're not going to have a team or someone that's going to do the content for them, then, you know, dive into one, learn everything you can about it, figure out the ups and downs, what's working, what's not working. And then once you get that pretty close to perfected, and then you figure out, you know, how you can schedule things in advance and make sure it's working properly for you, then you can add another one. Mm. But the option always is to add somebody like myself who's going to do it for you, and then you can add 5 and 10 and not worry about it.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, because that overwhelm, it kills you. I mean, it stops everything. It's paralyzing.
It truly is, and probably for a reason. You know, we don't need to learn all this stuff. It's so much, and it's just there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, and you need to know the right way so that it's going to advance your business. It's not just doing something for the sake of doing something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So kind of going back to what you said before about, you know, starting with one if you're just beginning, unless you hire out, you know, somebody to do some of those things.
Right.
What kind of, you know, plan should people start with? I mean, what I would imagine they have to have a goal, and then, you know, they have to know what it takes to reach that goal, and that's how they decide their steps. But how do you approach that with your clients?
Yeah, so my key when I'm sitting down with my folks is we set out a strategy session. And we make sure that my goals and their goals mesh. So
okay.
They may have something in mind that is either completely unrealistic, or it's going to happen, but it's going to happen in a few months. It's not going to happen mm-hmm. right away. So it's important for me to communicate with them so that we're setting realistic goals. And, you know, if we hit the mark and then we go beyond, great. But, you know, it's better to be realistic about it first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get clarity on who your target audience is. And if you know your target audience, then that really will set you apart from a lot of different businesses. Because, unfortunately, when you ask most business owners who their target audience is, it's everyone.
Mm.
And it's not possible. So if you hone down to a very specific person in the field, they call it an avatar, and
mm-hmm.
you just have that person in mind, whether it's a male or it's a female, if they're married or if they're not married, where they play and hang out, ages, their income, where they're located, that is going to set you apart, because then you can speak to them. You're messaging to them. You're finding out what they value, what information they want, what the information they need, and then that's what you're posting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all hand in hand. It can't come one without the other.
Yeah, it's so similar. I always find this interesting, that it's really so similar. Your ideal audience is the same thing, really, as your ideal client or your ideal reader if they're writing a book, because you have to know who you're speaking to.
Right, yeah. And even if you're doing a book, what I found when I was working with some authors is they were just sort of randomly writing because they love to write.
Mm-hmm.
And going back and trying to figure out who their avatar is so much more difficult. So if you're an author, it's so much better if you pick one person that you want to speak to, and then you can put it into a genre. So when you go to Amazon and you try to figure out where you're going, it's easier because you can figure it out, and it's just, oh, there you go. I'm in romance, or I'm in Western, or I'm in whatever else. So it's just, it saves so much time, aggravation, and frustration. It's just, it's he can't even begin to understand that.
Yeah, you know, with our publishing company, when we work with authors through some of that coaching part, I often use this quote. I don't even know whose quote it is, but it goes something like this. I'll probably get it wrong, but it goes something like this. A good author writes the book that they want to write and then tries to sell it.
Right.
A best-selling author finds out what their ideal reader wants and needs. Then they write the book to meet that want or need.
Right.
And then half the marketing's already done.
You got it. Right on.
Yeah.
So important. And even with, that goes with life in any business. So if you're providing a need or value to your particular client, customer, follower, whatever the person or the avatar's name is at that point, you've done more than half the work, because everything you write, everything you post is going to speak to them directly.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So let's say, because I always want to give our listeners some stuff that they can sort of take away and practice.
Sure.
and move forward. Say someone is coming to you who really doesn't have, maybe they have a personal profile and stuff on Facebook, but they don't have a Facebook page or group or whatever. I get this question all the time.
Okay.
Should I make a group or should I make a page? And, what should I do with that? How would you handle somebody who's coming to you kind of
green?
From that sense,
yes.
Like the beginning? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so different platforms have different things. For Facebook, you have to have a personal page with a business page and or a group. So you have to set up one, two, or three of them. And what I recommend mostly with Facebook is to at least have a business page, because especially for people like yourself, Bonnie, where you're probably doing a lot of online marketing, or somebody who's a coach or a health professional who's not necessarily out there walking the streets and, talking to people, it becomes like your storefront.
Mm.
So anywhere you go, if you have a structured clinic or you have a structured building, and let's say for some reason something happens and you can't get into it anymore, you can still connect with people online. You still have a following. You still have a presence. And that's what online work is all about, is building that presence, building the know, like, and trust, and making sure that people see you so they're top of mind. And if you're going to do a group, the group is important once you learn the page, the business page, in my opinion. Because a group is usually about becoming the expert, sharing information, but it can be done the right way and the wrong way. And if you're not sure of the platform, then you can very well do it the wrong way. And it's not going to benefit you to the point where it's actually going to bring customers in or clients in or make you money. So usually that's the point of anything that you do online, if you're a business, is to eventually make money.
Right. So talk a little bit more about the group. You can do it right or can do it wrong. Well, anything you can do right or wrong, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But how would somebody know if they're doing it right or doing it wrong?
Yeah, so anything is – when you're online, it's all about engagement. So if you've got a group, first of all, you have to have people to invite to the group. So, again, it comes to your target audience. You have to make sure that who you're inviting isn't random people, and it depends on what the purpose of the group is. A group, to me, is about being very specific and very community-oriented, and it's almost – to me, it sets it apart from a page, because it's not to the general public. It's to very specific people. And it's almost like I follow a few folks in the business, and what they do as an add-on and a special when you buy their products is they create a community group. So then you discuss that product or service that they are selling. So So to me, that's a better way because you can close it and you can keep it private, so it becomes a safe place for people to ask questions that they may seem silly or don't want other people to know about. That's why I really like LinkedIn mm-hmm. and groups, because the LinkedIn and groups, you can rant if you want to because no one else is going to see it. And, you know, if you're I was in a few massage therapy groups, and sometimes it was just about a customer or client that really did something that upset them, or they wanted to know how to handle a particular client because something didn't go quite so right. And then it also helps with educating. So you can help others, and others can help you by asking questions in a safe space. You're not necessarily going to do it on your page because that's open to the public. So unless that's part of your objective is to get a conversation going and it's not going to be something that you don't want to share, then that's what I would recommend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good advice because I get that question all the time. Mm-hmm. And people struggle with that, you know, do I do a group or do I do a page? But deciding, you know, the purpose
right.
that you want this group or page to have
right.
is obviously the place that you have to start.
Right.
So now earlier on we talked a little bit about the whole Facebook Live thing, the video thing.
Right.
Could you share a little bit about, because it's still kind of new, I think.
It's very new. Yeah.
Yeah. Could you share a little bit about that just because I don't know if everyone is familiar?
Sure. So Facebook Live is an app on your smartphones and or tablets. And basically you can create a video and leave it either, now they've added groups, which is a really great thing, on your personal page, your business page, and or your groups page. So if you have a quick message that you want to leave your followers, then you can just get on the app and click record and do your recording, and then you're good to go. The only downside is it is live. So you don't have to, like if something goes wrong, then you can always delete it. You don't have to share it with people. But what's really great about it is that because it is live, if you do it, and again, if it's a planned thing, then you can plan it in such a way where you have a consistent day and time that you're going to do a live feed, and you're going to invite people to that live feed, and then underneath is going to create the engagement because people are going to make comments as you're talking. So then others may see your comment on the video, and then they're going to make a comment, and you know, they can also share the information right away and like it right away. It's quite amazing. So it's really great for engagement. And if your page lacks engagement, which is where most of the analytics for Facebook and when it comes to newsfeed and all the other platforms, if your page is engaging, then you're going to be up on the newsfeed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and if I pardon my ignorance on the whole Periscope thing, but how does it relate to, I mean, is that why Facebook did it, so that they'd have something that would equal what Periscope is?
Yeah, so the first company who came out were Meerkat. And unfortunately, they have now faded into the darkness because Twitter came up with Periscope. And Periscope, it's a little different in the sense that it stays up, I believe, for 12 to 24 hours. And you can mm-hmm. share it on your YouTube, and that's the only way it stays as a recording. But if you share it on your Facebook page, then the link becomes dead.
Okay.
So, and then if it's on your Twitter feed, I also believe it becomes dead. So unless you download it, and then you can upload it again. But that's the only way to keep it live. Whereas Facebook Live stays on your page. So if someone comes to your page a week from now and they're scrolling down because they like your information and they're finding your live video, it's still got the feel of live, and then they see the comments that are being made, and they can still add comments weeks and months later.
And
hope is not. You can just, it's when you're either on it or after the recording.
Yeah, I can see where that really helps engagement because, I mean, even just an image rather than just a text improves engagement. So a video is just, you know, that much better.
Right. Yeah, and it humanizes the person behind the page as well, right? And that's what it's all about is know, like, and trust. So if you can build that by giving information, whether it's a motivational quote every day or once a week or just a tip or a trick, instead of putting a post, you're going to put a small video. And that'll also get the conversation going. You know, you could talk about something that happened this week, like Muhammad Ali passing and the impact he had. You know, so it's just taking the information that's around you and making it of value to your followers.
Mm. You know, I was going to ask you that before in terms, because that's another question I get all the time. How frequently do I have to post? You know, how much should I be on, say, as Facebook as an example?
Right.
What do you recommend?
Well, what I have found in my experience is 3 posts minimum a day.
Okay.
If it's too overwhelming for you, at least 1 a day. And that it all comes down to overwhelm. So if you and post different times of the day. So if you're only doing 1 a day, that's great. So start there. Do that 5 days, 7 days a week, depending on your schedule and what you can handle. And then you're posting, you know, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, 1 in the evening. Do it for about 3 to 4 weeks. And then you go to your insights, which is your analytics within Facebook. And then you can see what your audience is connecting with you the most, because that's what you're trying to figure out, is when is best to post, so that the people that are following you, you're going to actually capture their attention, which is the whole point.
Right.
So it's a bit of a trial and error, but what I do is I post 1 in the morning, I post 1 in the afternoon, I post 1 in the early evening, because that's when my followers are on the most. But I only know that because I was doing it for a while, and then I check my insights.
Okay.
You can, and with your insights and the analytics, which is very important to do as well, is to see if you've got mostly male following you, mostly female, what age group. I mean, there's tons of things on insights right now. It's actually very exciting. They will break it down with how many likes you got for certain posts, and if you've got organic reach, or if, you know, you got lots of comments. You can look at the time of day that people are following you. You can look at the different actions on your page. You can even see the amount of people that are liking your page. It's very interesting. And so if you can do that, that will really help you figure out your demographics, which are really important to know, again, who your target audience is. So it takes some of the mystery out of it. So if you're not sure who your demographic is, then that's where to start.
Wow. You know, there's so much to even just Facebook, even just talking about Facebook, that I can see why people need need somebody like you to help them through this, because it's crazy.
It really is.
And I also found out, a little burn told me, that you have a very nice gift for our listeners today. Would you like to share a little bit about that, Gina?
Sure. So what I put together was 5 tips for better engagement on Facebook. And so I kind of break it down, some of the things we've been talking about today. And then there is an opt-in for a one-on-one 30-minute strategy session to discuss a key problem within your business. And I'll provide you some tips or tricks on how to maximize your social media site and or help solve your problem that you're coming across.
Oh, awesome. That sounds like a fabulous gift. Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
You know, we've talked about so many things today, and I always want to leave people with the one thing that you really want them to remember. And it might be something that we've already talked about, or it might be something, you know, yet that we've not talked about yet. But if they could only remember one more thing, they could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what do you think that one thing should be from our conversation today, Tina?
Well, if you are doing it on your own, then the reality is it's going to take time. So give yourself the grace to take the time. It's taken me 2 and 3 years, and I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So you're not going to become an expert overnight. Engagement's not going to come overnight. So you have to work the process. It's unfortunately, everything with business is part of the journey. So you just have to be patient and take some time and maybe even follow some of pages that you really enjoy and see what they're doing and mimic them. Don't copy, mimic. You know, so if there's something that they're sharing and they're the type of audience that you really like and would love to work with, then there's nothing wrong with sharing some similar things. And at the end of the day, you're not a competitor. You're trying to build community and being cooperative. So share other people's information, and they'll share your information. So if you build relationships and you build that know, like, and trust, then your business is almost guaranteed to succeed.
Fabulous. Well, you know, Tina, I know people are going to want to know more about you, how to get hold of you, how to get some of your services, because just thinking about all this stuff can be overwhelming
to
some people.
It's very true.
So what's the best way that people can reach out to you?
Sure. So my website is beyondexpectationsmarketing.com. It's a long name, BEYOND. Expectations, EXPECTATIONS, marketing.com.
And I'll put that link on the show page as well, so that people can just click on it and boom, they go to your page.
Awesome. Thanks.
So I would imagine there's a way that they can contact you there and find out about your services and all kinds of things.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for taking your time today, Tina, to share all of this wisdom and insight with all of us. And my gosh, my head is spinning, and I've got a couple things out there already. I can only imagine people who are sort of just getting into the whole internet marketing, especially with social media, and how overwhelming that can be. So I want to thank you for sharing those little pearls of wisdom that you gave all of us and that fabulous gift that you're donating to the show as well. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Bonnie. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, SpeakUp Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.